Hi, Pillow Talk Audio. This is Lost Among Pines, and I'm going to record the ramble questionnaire that Freebird posted. So let's get to it, shall we? All right. Oh, I'm so sleepy. All right, sorry. I will be yawning a lot. I had a really stressful day, etc. Okay. What fictional world would you like to live in? I just finished, well, a couple weeks ago, finished reading the Kushiel's Dart trilogy. I'm not sure what the actual trilogy name is, but by Jacqueline Carey, and it's kind of set in an, I guess, alternate universe, or it's an alternate history, so it deals with Europe, and I'm pretty sure the Middle East. Yeah, definitely the Middle East, but everything's just a bit differently and called by different names. So in the books, the main character Phaedra lives in what would be, I guess, France, but it's called Terre d'Ange, and that would be pretty neat to live there. Maybe just because it's fresh in my mind, yeah, I think that'd be pretty exciting. I'm trying to figure out what the years would be for those books. Maybe the 1700s? No, that was too long ago. 1800s? No. 1700s? I don't know. But anyway, maybe even earlier than that. But, yeah, that might be neat. Trying to think of other universes that. I don't know, maybe I'd make a pretty decent hobbit. I'm kind of short, so. So maybe I could live in the Shire. That would be pretty fabulous. Okay. Next one is, what dish are you most proud of knowing how to make? I wouldn't say I'm an excellent cook by any means, but I can cook, and I like that. There's something really satisfying about putting a lasagna together. I'm not sure why, but I feel like when I go to make it, it's something that you can mess up. But I haven't actually. I love to add like zucchini and not really pepper, but definitely zucchini to it, thin slices and other veggies. That's pretty nice. I also really, really enjoy making soups. So I'm pretty decent at making a couple soups. I make a pretty good tortilla soup. Spicy and kind of thick. Lots of cumin. Very delicious. Also really enjoy baking too. Last month I made a peach and nectarine oatmeal pie. It was actually really good. I was madly impressed with myself. So yeah, I guess the lasagnas and the soups. Okay. Do you like to drive, and do you swear a lot when you drive? I do like to drive. It's very relaxing isn't the word, but it somewhere between like calming and meditative or something. If I'm feeling anxious or restless, I like to just go for a drive. I know it's kind of a waste of gas, but sometimes it helps. So that's really nice. I don't like commuting. And my commute is a drive. if taking public transport was a decent option for me, I would. But I drive a lot, so that's not fair. No, that's not true. Fair isn't the word. It's not fun. But I do enjoy driving on longer trips and in pretty scenery. For whatever reason, I enjoy driving in other cities. So, I went to Ireland earlier this year, and my friend and I were going to drive, and I'm glad we didn't. That would have been a little tough. Maybe not tough, but... yeah, I'm glad I didn't do it, but next year we're going to Scotland, and I think we're going to be brave, so I'm going to have to YouTube a ton of videos on how to drive on the wrong side of the road. Wrong for me, not wrong for anyone who it's right for. I don't even, why am I talking about that? Okay. Do I swear a lot when I drive? No, but I wouldn't say I swear, but I guess I call, I don't want to say I talk to myself either, but, I was driving with a friend not too long ago, and, we were just about cut off by a stupid jerk, and I just saw him creeping in slowly, slowly, not paying attention, and I was like, "Hello, dickbag," and it was just really funny, but, so maybe dickbag is the most rude thing that I say. I wouldn't actually, like, yell at somebody. I just kind of maybe curse to myself about it. But I could never confront anyone about being an asshole driver. Unless, well, I let's just say I hope I never have to. Okay. Google is researching self-driving cars. Would you be sad if you couldn't drive yourself anymore? Yeah, I would, because there are times when I really do enjoy driving, but there are other times when I don't want to. But I think for commuting, I think that would be a good option. It would be time, you know, like a time, save time or sleep. sometimes on my way to work, I usually go to the gym in the morning. A few times a week before work, and I get up really early, and I try to go to sleep, you know, early enough, but I usually don't. And if I'd just gone to the gym and I'm sitting in traffic and the sun's blazing in my face through the windshield, I just get this like horrible sleepy feeling, and I hate sitting there, and no amount of music or NPR or anything will wake me up. So I mean, it will, obviously. I'm not falling asleep at the wheel, but I get that heavy, sleepy feeling, and, yeah. That would be a good time to enjoy a self-driving car. Okay. Have you rode a train before? Yes, I have. I do very much enjoy trains. I enjoy planes. I enjoy transportation in general, I think, but trains are a little bit special to me. I think the best experience I had on a train was, about 10 years ago. I went to Europe with a bunch of classmates, and we took a night train from, I think, Belgium to Switzerland, or, oh gosh, where did we go? Switzerland to France? Gosh, I don't even remember, and I'm pretty bummed about that, but, oh, maybe we took it Switzerland, Belgium to Italy? No, we went to Switzerland first. I'm not sure. But anyway, we took a night train, and I just remember that it was an experience I had never had before. You know, brushing your teeth and wobbling down the hall, and then falling asleep to the wonderful, like, rattling and swaying of the train. And then waking up early in the morning. I remember waking up so early. And it was misty out, and just seeing the countryside go by, and little towns. Oh, so beautiful. So, yeah. I do like trains. And that was a really wonderful experience. If you were planning a road trip across country, would I be willing to go along? I would say absolutely yes, as long as the entirety of the drive was not through the desert. I appreciate desert beauty, but it's not my favorite thing. I'm more of a mountain and lake girl. I need trees and rivers, so that being said, I really, you know, I do appreciate the desert. But absolutely yes, I would. I'm assuming that means the U.S., but I'd go across a lot of countries in a road trip, so that would be wonderful. Yeah, I would. Next one is, can I handle being on the road for long or for so long? Yeah, I can. I think it depends on who you go with, and making sure you're taking plenty of stops and not, you know, just continuously driving. You're sightseeing, you're visiting things, you're allowing yourself time to stop at a stupid roadside attraction or, you know, pick up a souvenir from somewhere. Plenty of rest and maybe spending a couple of days in certain places. Yeah, absolutely. Next one is, would I be a fun passenger to talk with on for the entire trip? I would say, not to be an ass, but I've taken a handful of long road trips, and not cross country, but my favorite place to go is about 8 hours away, 7 or 8 hours away, depending on where we stop. And I've taken that trip quite a few times with friends, and I have always had a blast. The travel to and from is just as great as the week in between going camping. So I think the thrill of seeing scenery that you love and the kind of calm mixed with excitement that settles over you when you know you're on vacation and just the good mood vibes are pretty exciting. And I do enjoy playing, you know, car game or, you know, driving games, car games, word games. Definitely listening to music. Definitely cracking jokes. Definitely comedy albums. I mean, I don't care if I've heard it 5 times. There's just some comedians that you have to listen to while driving. A couple years ago, a friend and I were taking my favorite trip. And on the way there, we drove for about 100 miles. No, not 100 miles. Well, let's say about 80 miles. Driving fast through beautiful scenery with the windows down, singing at the absolute top of our lungs. Absolute top of our lungs. That was really fun. And on the way back, we were looking for some entertainment, so we ended up getting, gosh, was this like 5 years ago? I guess it was. We ended up going to some shop, little drugstore type thing, and they had a really old, I guess, was it CDs or was it, I'm guessing it was CDs, but it was a game for the car, and it was Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And so we literally played the entire, like, all the CDs, all the different games that you could possibly play. We played, and it was hilarious, and we were fifth graders, so that was pretty fun. I would say yes. I am fun on a car trip. And I enjoy driving just as much as I enjoy being the passenger, so I'm very happy to switch off. That's not true. I do like, I guess it just depends on where, but I enjoy switching off. I enjoy being fair. That's it. Do I get seasick? I don't think I get so much seasick as I do sea scared. I'm kind of afraid of the ocean, so anytime I'm on a scary boat ride, cruise is the exception, but if I'm on a smaller boat, I get really nervous, and I tend to, like, grip the rails so hard, and I'm just uncomfortable until it's over, if it's choppy at all. Lakes are okay, but on the ocean, it's a different story. I do get car sick, though. If I'm not driving or in the front seat, I do tend to get a pretty big headache and a little bit nauseous, definitely nauseous. If I'm in the back seat or if I'm reading anything, any little thing gets to me if I'm not getting air, I guess, or focusing on something while driving. All right, please complete this sentence. People are blank. I would say people are complicated. We want everything to be easy. We want things to be simple. We want things to work. And they do and they don't. Everyone has something. And no one is a completely open book. Well, they can be, but they've got things going on. And maybe they have demons, or they have troubles, or they have worries and anxieties. But everyone's a little bit complicated. And sometimes that makes things better. It makes things exciting. It makes us happy. It puzzles us. And sometimes it hurts us. People are complicated. Please complete this sentence. I'm blank when it rains. I am alive when it rains. It's raining right now, and I'm really excited about it because it rarely rains here. This is such a treat. This is such a treat. And you might even have heard the raindrops in the background. I'm sitting outside under the patio, and it's nice. I'm so happy when it rains. I feel alive. I feel clean. I feel relaxed and invigorated all at once. It's like a little gift somehow. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do. It's really nice. I enjoy the rain. I enjoy sitting out in it. I enjoy thunder and lightning, which I haven't seen or heard in forever. I enjoy storms. I enjoy weather. I'm listening to the rain. And I would say I do feel alive. Do you believe everyone has at least one interesting story to tell? I would say yes. And I would say anyone who didn't believe that, wasn't trying to understand the person they're talking to. Yeah. Everyone has something interesting. And it might not be the world's most exciting thing, but it's probably an experience different from what you've had, so that's worth listening to, isn't it? What is the biggest thing men and women don't understand about each other? I think that we don't understand each other's insecurities. Maybe men don't understand why a woman is insecure about a certain something. And a woman assumes that a man is not insecure about anything. But they are. And they have their concerns. I think that's that. Could men and women have better relationships with each other if they exchange bodies for a day, month, or year? I'm sure that would help. I'm sure that would help to an extent, yes. Yeah. Maybe if we exchange bodies with different people, with different bodies. Maybe not just one male or one female, but a few different men. A few different women to see how their bodies affected their interaction. Hormones are also a crazy thing, so that might open up some insight. Or lead to some insight. Alright. According to the song Money, the best things in life are free. What's your best thing in life that's free? Being in a beautiful place. I think I would say being in a beautiful place. Or making someone laugh. Or touching someone. I don't mean physically, I mean affecting them. In a good way. Or Alpenglow. Okay. Are dreams supposed to make sense or are they just random? I don't know. I believe a lot of different. I'm not sure. I think when it boils down to it, they're just random. But our brains are pretty magnificent, so the way we interpret them or remember them is pretty neat. And I guess it is fun trying to figure out what a dream means. Maybe not. We're not going to know exactly what a dream means, but maybe trying to figure out why we dreamt it or what caused those images to flash through our brain. It's kind of neat. There's another one for you. I think all my questionnaire posts are just going to be full of yawns. Do you wonder what your pets dream about? Yes. Yeah, I remember the first time that I realized that a dog was having a dream. I'm sure someone would tell me it wasn't a dream, just a reaction as they slept. But I was at my grandma's house. I think I was probably in elementary school. And one of the dog's names was Benji, and he was cute, and he looked like Benji, the terrier. And he was whimpering and running while he was laying on his side, and it was so... I was scared. I didn't know what it was. I was worried for him. But I was old enough to know that, you know, I don't know, 11 or something, 10. But he was so cute. Poor little guy. Those sad little whimpers when they dream. Oh. Okay. So I do wonder. I wonder, is my dog chasing squirrels in the backyard or in her dreams? Or is she worrying over a bone, a treat? Is she wearing a cape and flying around? Maybe she's a snake in the other dream. I wonder if she's ever even seen a snake. Probably not. Okay. Gosh, I'm sniffly. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Not yet. I don't dream of sheep. They dream of having their hardware adjusted. Use three words to describe your favorite color. Deep. I can only think of deep. Deep. Hazy. Old. Deep, hazy, and old. So I think right now my favorite color is like a deep whale type blue. When I think of that color, I think of deep water. I think of the gray that I see in it, which makes it hazy. And it seems, when I see that color, I think of old things, like old dusty things, not antiques, not ancient things, just like old dusty writing desks or boats, lumber, wooden things. Isn't that weird that I think of that when I see the color blue? Interesting. That's fun. Okay. I'm not sure those words would be. Hold on. What is this thing? I'll read that later. Okay. Use three words to describe your favorite animal. I can't pick just one. Let's see. Okay. Right now, it's graceful. It's strong. It's clever. Thinking of an eagle. Okay. You can make any sandwich in the world. What is the sandwich you make? Oh, I think I've talked about this before, and it's a camp sandwich. camp sandwich is any kind of sandwich you want, but it's made while camping. And for whatever reason, nothing tastes as good as that. So for my camp sandwich, it's probably sourdough bread and mustard, probably a little mayo. Just, I'm not a huge mayo person, but my friend told me that mayo will help keep the tomato juice from keeping the bread soggy. So, okay, fine. The layer of fat, fine. I guess you could use butter, but whatever. Just not Miracle Whip. So, a lot of lettuce, red onion, thin slices of tomato, cheese, whatever kind we have for camping, whatever we all decide on, but usually pepper jack or cheddar, and then a ton of slices of either veggie turkey or veggie bologna, which I'll tell you what, I don't eat meat, but veggie bologna does not taste good on its own, but in a sandwich, it's delicious. So, yeah, you know, just a really piled high sandwich, wrapped up tight all day, not all day, you know, but for a few hours while you hike or kayak or just sit at the beach and then you unwrap it. It's pre-cut in triangles for you. And it just tastes so good because you're eating it in a lovely place. I don't know how many times I can talk about camp sandwiches, but apparently I can really let loose about them. Okay. Next one. We're at a diner. What do you order for breakfast? An omelet. Definitely an omelet with, I feel like I talked about this recently. Okay, so an omelet for sure with veggies. No spinach. Here's the thing. I like spinach. I don't like spinach and eggs. That's just weird to me. Ugh. Yeah, I ordered an omelet and sourdough toast. And hopefully they have jelly that isn't strawberry. But if strawberry is my only option, then fine. Oh, and I do put Tabasco on my omelet. Okay. Tea or coffee? Any particular flavor? Do you take cream or sugar? Okay. I enjoy the taste of coffee, but I don't need it to wake up. So I really only drink it if I want some sort of creamy treat. I do prefer my coffee with cream and sugar. I'm definitely more of a tea person. Iced or hot. Especially when we get to fall and winter. I live on tea. I don't live on it, but, you know, I really enjoy it. I've been in a couple mail exchange groups where you send and receive teas from all over the world, and the tea exchanges were some of my favorite of the different kinds that I did, you know. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I love tea. I think my favorite is chamomile or chamomile and mint for just any time, especially before bed. So comforting. I do like Earl Grey. I'd say my favorite teas are black teas. Yeah, I think I like black teas the most. Green tea is good. White tea is fine. I don't think I really like hot white tea. I'll drink it. I mean, I'll drink any tea. Oh, except for jasmine tea. Please, no, I don't want any jasmine tea. So, no. Or gunpowder teas. Oh, gosh, it's so much. No, no, no. I don't like gunpowder. I don't like jasmine. In terms of tea, I do not need cream and sugar in it, though. Again, if it's autumn and it's the morning. Or I need a little soothing. I do like it with a little milk or cream and some sweetener. But I don't need it that way. And I wouldn't take any herbal teas with cream or sugar. Just the way they are is fine. And iced tea, I don't need to have sweetened. Sometimes, I mean, I prefer it not sweetened. Yeah. What is my favorite food and drink? Again, probably soup. I do love soup. When I was in Ireland, one of my favorite meals was, actually, it was one of my favorite meals of all time. I went to a restaurant called Searson's in Dublin. And it was right near where we were staying. And I had stuffed peppers that were absolutely divine. They had goat cheese and quinoa, or was it couscous? Couscous. Veggies. It was so good. It was so good. And the friend that I went with had a really, she loved her meal too. I think she had lamb or something. And we liked it so much that we went back again before we left. And we ordered the same things. Oh my gosh, those stuffed peppers were divine. They were so good. Oh, so good. Favorite drink? I have so many different ones. Right now, I think maybe just right now, I'm going to say iced tea because damn if I'm not craving one. Oh my gosh. Not sweetened. Oh, and not sweet tea. I know, sacrilege, but there's something about the thick taste of the simple syrup in it. It's just too sweet. So, just regular iced tea sounds amazing right now. Do you remember the last nice moment you had with a complete stranger? I'm not really a small talk person, but I do like to, try to be nice and, you know, well, that's not true. I probably say I like to be nice, but I'm much more introverted than I think I am. So whatever. The last nice interaction I had with a stranger, I guess it was not too long ago. I was at the grocery store, and the guy in front of me, he looked like a teenager. He looked like his mom sent him to the grocery store. Well, maybe late teens, whatever, but he looked like he was just there for a couple things. He had milk and veggies and what was the, oh, I think he had diapers, so maybe his mom didn't, I don't know the situation. No, I don't think he had diapers. He had a third item. He only had three things. I remember the milk, but anyway, he had a gift card to the store that we were at, or to that chain, and he didn't have enough credit on it, or it wouldn't swipe, or whatever the case was, and he looked so embarrassed and so, I don't know, I just felt bad for him. I mean, I can't even imagine what that was, you know, just discomfort, you know. So he didn't know what to do, and the checker wasn't being particularly nice about it and was, you know, kind of rolling her eyes. It was not busy in the store at all, by the way. But it was only, I think the whole total was like $12 or something, maybe at the most. And so I offered to pay for it for him. And he was trying to say no, but I no, absolutely not. I felt for his embarrassment, so I had no problem paying for it. And that was a nice interaction. I was glad that I could do that for someone. Actually, I do have a pretty neat story. I wouldn't so much say that it's a, I guess it was a stranger at the time. A couple months ago, I went to I had some free airfare. So I went to my favorite place, the place I usually go camping. And, I went by myself. It was totally last minute. Like, I think I decided on like a Tuesday that I was going to go that Saturday. So I went and I booked a hotel online that was so freaking awesome. It was so great. I didn't even know it existed up there. But I stayed there. Super wonderful, just right up my alley. And when I was booking online, there was a little section for special requests. So I thought, I'm going to put something in here. I'm going to put something really awesome up. And, or request something awesome. So I requested them to draw a specific picture on and leave it on my bed. And I assumed that they were just going to draw it on like a post-it or something, or the stationery from the hotel, just leave it there. I totally expected it to be a stick figure type drawing because that's what I would have done. So I kind of forgot about it. I go to the hotel, I check in, totally, you know, floored by how awesome this place is in person. The guys at the counter were super great. I go to my room and I'm checking in and they tell me there's something wrong with my room. I don't think anything of it. I was there a little bit before check-in time, so I had no problem waiting. Wasn't thinking about their little weird sneaking around awkwardness at all. I wasn't even thinking about it. So I go into my room and I see that there is an absolutely amazing, exquisite, awesome, totally unexpected drawing. Like, legitimate pen and ink skill, wonderfulness drawing of what I had requested on my bed, and I was floored. I didn't even know what to say. So I dropped my bag. I left the door to my room open. I walked over to the front desk again. And I held up the picture and I was like, was this you guys? And apparently the guy that drew the picture and saw the request was an art student. And he drew it on, you know, artist paper. And it was awesome. It was so awesome. It made my day. It made my week. It made my month. It was really awesome. And he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to spend, I mean, he clearly spent at least a couple hours on the drawing, at least. And he was a stranger and he did it for me. He didn't have to do that. And I wasn't expecting it. It was really awesome. So now the picture is framed and hanging up in my room. And it's great. That was my... Yeah, I think that's my favorite stranger story. Okay. You are part of a band or singing group. What is your group's name? I can't think of anything, but I remember in high school, my friends and I were going to start a ska band. I was going to play guitar because I knew how to play guitar. And our name was going to be Snowball's Chance because we had a snowball's chance in hell of ever being good. So that's all I can think of. The name of our album. Oh, funnily enough,
the girl that I was going to be in a band with. Mind you, we would write notes about it and draw pictures of what we looked like as band members. I think we were actually cats. I don't know. But she ended up being in an actual band that I saw open up for another group that I liked. I was really impressed. Proud of her. So she took Snowball's chance and she gave it one. And they did good. If we had an album, it probably would have been Marine Biology is our favorite class. I don't know. Or Step One. Grab Snow. I don't know. What do you think about when you look at the stars in the night sky? I think about things that I haven't seen, like a lot of stars all at once. I live in a big city, and I'm rarely in a dark enough place to be blown away by how many stars I see. I also think of traveling. I do definitely think of traveling, and I always think of seeing the northern lights. Yeah. Have you ever made a wish upon a shooting star? Yes, I have. And when I was younger, when I was a kid, up until maybe the time I was like, I don't know, 14 or something, I would always wish upon the first star I saw. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might. To have this wish, I wish tonight. Or to get this wish, I wish tonight. I would almost always say that. And I remember being a kid and it being dark outside. Or getting dark and I would run outside so I could make a wish on the first star I found. Mm-hmm. I would do that. How was your day, dear? Can you tell me about it? Well, thank you for asking. My day was long. It was stressful. I threw a party. Or a luncheon, I guess. And it went smoothly, so I'm really thankful for that. But the process, the last few months of planning this party, of trying to get it together, were not pleasant, which was difficult because I really enjoy planning things. Parties. I like putting events together. But this particular one was rough. So I think the stress of actually having it happen and like the mental exhaustion of having it, of knowing it's over, was a lot. But at the same time, when I woke up this morning and I drove to the event space and I started preparing for it, everything just, it fell into place and things worked for me. So I was really thankful for that. I was really thankful, but, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over, and I need to go to bed soon. Because I have to be up at 5. No rest. I might actually take a day off midweek for no reason. But I have vacation time, and I think I'm maxed out. Oh, God. I'm maxed out on vacation time. I need to take a day off, like, the next 3 weeks. And then I go on vacation. I hate the fact that I'm stressed out about taking a day off. Okay, fine. Whatever. But that was my day. Thank you for asking. Oh, and I do have a headache. I do have a little bit of a headache. I was wondering, what are you thinking about right now? I was thinking about someone that I hadn't thought about in a while. And it surprised me because when I was answering the last question about how I was and the how the stress had culminated, but then I ended up being in the zone for whatever reason that made me think of the person. That's what I'm thinking about. So again, thank you for asking.